Welcome to the Digital Ideas Podcast, where we explore the possibilities and challenges of using technology for learning and beyond. I'm Glyn Rogers, the digital teaching leader for Coleg Gwent, and I'm joined by Leah Moore, our digital content design developer. In this episode, we will be talking about the visualizer, which is one of the items of equipment available via the Makerspace. If you don't know what the Makerspace is and you want to know more, please check out the previous episode. Well, Lee, thanks for joining me again today. For the benefit of anyone who doesn't know what a visualizer is, could you explain?
So a visualizer is, and I'm going to get very technical now, Glyn.
Steady.
It's a bendy camera. It's a camera on a bendy arm that you can basically manipulate to point where you want it to. So the name gives it away, really. It's a tool for making visualizing easy. You just simply bend the camera to the angle you want your learners to see, and you're away. So this could be very useful for capturing any desktop activity, leaving your hands free for drawing, writing calculations, and so much more.
Well, so it's a webcam, and I know most webcams, or most of these visualizers, have little mics built into them as well, don't they? So that it can pick up your voice for explanations too. So a webcam on a bendy arm with a little weight that you can use to basically record what you're doing on your desk next to your computer, basically.
And that's making it sound more complicated than it is, really, Glyn. But yeah, essentially it is. That's all it is.
Right. And this is available to borrow then via the Makerspace. I'm assuming now there isn't just one visualizer.com. I'm assuming there are different makes of visualizer. So is there a particular kind of visualizer available via the Makerspace?
Yeah. We've got a couple of Hue visualizers available in each library. And this particular style is very simple to use, simply plug and play. There's basically a USB cable that connects from the visualizer to your computer, and away you go. They do have a built-in mic, and you can also opt to record your activity and save the recording to use as a resource for your learners. So I'm imagining a piece of kit like this, while it's simple, could have loads of uses in the classroom, right, Glyn?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so a Hue visualizer, but H-U-E, for anybody who wants
to.
So it's not H-U-W, it's not like a Welsh visualizer.
Not a Welsh. Hue,
boy, over here. Yeah, that's right. So in the classroom, well, loads of uses. I mean, for example, you could literally, I'm a geography teacher, so I would use it for map work, either for drawing maps or for showing where detail is, because the cameras available via these visualizers are HD cameras. So that's great. And you know, I'm not from a vocational background, but I would imagine, Lee, that using these for demonstrating something in a workshop, how to wire a plug, or demonstrating an experiment in the classroom in a way that means that people don't have to huddle around from a COVID safe point of view, and everybody can see the detail of what's going on is great.
Particularly
as well.
During COVID times, you know, it's really important that we were able to kind of demonstrate these things without having to go too close to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I think for example, if you're doing maths or phys and you're doing an equation, and sometimes that's quite hard to fiddle about with getting the equation right on the computer, simply writing it out with pen and paper with the visualizer above you as you're writing, you can demonstrate a worked example. And just last week, in fact, I sent out an email about worked examples for staff and how beneficial they are from a learning perspective, and lots of research has gone into this and using worked examples so that learners know how to apply it when they do a similar task. Talked about geography, as it were, and using maps. Well, if you use that same principle for artwork, well, of course, demonstrating a particular technique. I'm not an artist, so things like cross-hatching, I'm assuming, and I'm definitely not an expert on nail art, but I would imagine being able to get a close-up on that would be pretty awesome, Lee.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, if you think about things that you might only do once, if you can capture that as well and save the recordings for learners to refer back to, you know, it's a really, like, and start creating a bank of these little mini videos that's like a great resource that where you're not repeating yourself then, especially like with really kind of precious time in the classroom or in the workshop. It just means that you've got that little bank of things to refer to in future.
But more important now than ever, I think that's such an important point, Lee. In this era of COVID, you know, learners off left, right and centre with COVID at the moment, bus strikes, and they're not able to make it into lessons. Having that sitting there in Canvas afterwards for them, it means that they can watch it. And not only that, but they can watch it again and again so that they've got repetition of that and that is going into their long term memory, I think is really important.
And sure, you've got kind of third party things you can obviously use, like things on YouTube and things. But if you can just literally plug in and create your own calculation demonstration or whatever it might be, to which reflects the way that you've taught in class, and it's really kind of, you know, recapping over those exact things that you've covered in class, then that's such a powerful resource for learners, isn't it? Rather than, you know, these kind of third party things that might not be gel exactly with what you've covered in the class. So this is bespoke, and it's such a quick win for staff.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's just so simple to use. There's nothing to add to your computer in terms of the software and everything. Just plug it in and it just takes the place of your usual camera.
And, yeah, and there's no actual extra work, really. It's just literally hitting record.
Yeah. And for these learners who are, you know, at home, and some are at home and some are in the class, and that's quite difficult to teach. But if you've got your Teams lesson going and you can demonstrate that live, you know, it's as good as being there, I guess, for the learner. Or as close as we could get to it, really, isn't it? So I think that's really useful to have that flexibility. And one last thing I would say, I think for feedback, formative feedback purposes, things like live marking, so that learners learn how to access the success criteria of an exam question, for example, for giving whole class feedback, it's a brilliant tool for that. And also, because you mentioned that you can take pictures with the webcam, you can even do things like stop animation with it as well, which is a creative use beyond the sort of traditional teacher use, if you like. So a myriad uses for the Hue Visualizer that are just, you know, that's just off the top of my head there.
There's a whole world of possibilities just with this really simple plug and play bit of kit, you know. So
yeah.
And I know you mentioned the visualizer recently in your mail shot too, didn't you, Glyn?
Yes, I did. Yeah, every Friday morning, I fill people's inboxes with an email. And it's around teaching and learning and using technology effectively in your classroom. And there's hints and tips there. And the one a couple of weeks ago now was about using worked examples. So this idea of kind of demonstrating to the learner first. And I've created a few resources around that and hints and tips within that email that I hope people will find useful.
Wow. Now, I recently had a bash at being a roving reporter for this podcast, Glyn. I went out on location with a recorder to Blind and Gwent Learning Zone to find out how the visualizer could be used. So I chatted to staff about possible uses, and I also saw it in action and found out what learners thought.
Oh, I love these new clips of yours, Lee. Come on then, let's hear it.
Yeah, I'm building it up now.
I know.
So I'm here in the workshop with Andy Hems at Blind and Gwent Learning Zone doing carpentry. What level is this, Andy?
This is level two, the new level two foundation in construction and building services.
Okay. So you've obviously got a lot of practical stuff you want to demonstrate for this course, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we've got a lot of part of the course, they've got to produce their own drawings for the actual project they've got to produce at the end of the year.
Okay.
Plus, I could also use it for demonstrating how to construct the joints for making the door. They've got to do the actual stud work. And I think it could also be then uploaded and put on Canvas if they are missing for any other.
So it's a mixture of practical demo and also like technical drawing and stuff like that. Okay. We've just literally in the last 10 minutes set up the Hue Visualizer. And is that something you think you could use for your teacher?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely use it within the classroom area and in the workshop The only thing is with the workshop, if we could get a projector in you, because that's what it needs. It would save the students all trying to clamber around and in tight group and watch me actually draw it.
Yeah.
We could then play it back at different stages, whatever they wanted to look at as well.
And one thing we just demoed was using Teams and Stream to record.
Yeah.
And that seemed to work pretty well with the Hue, didn't it? It literally picked it up automatically.
Yeah, just plug and go, where you went.
Plug and go. And so I think, basically, you can borrow this from the library whenever you fancy having a proper go with it. So is that something you think you'd do?
Yeah. I just want to know now, would we better take it home and give it a practice before we actually use it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to just borrow it, basically, I think the library team let you borrow it probably for a week or something if you wanted to borrow it. So certainly you can just demo it and make sure you're comfortable with it before you use it in like in real life then,
in the
class.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
Here back again at BGLZ. I'm going to drop in on Alexis, and she's using the Hue Visualizer today. So we're going to see how she's getting on. So I'm with Alexis now in the classroom, and you're just setting up Alexis, is it? You just plugged it into the USB port.
Yes, and straight onto the camera, straight up.
Straight up, it's the no installation needed.
Plug and play.
So is it a technical drawing exercise you'll be doing? Brilliant.
Yes. We will be using the PowerPoint originally to just identify what they need to do on the screen.
Yeah.
And then they can watch me do a demonstration. What I find really useful is being able to just flip between the camera mode, the two apps, the camera and the PowerPoint presentation.
So it's just a case of selecting what you want on the computer then?
Yes, you've still got that digital teaching as well on the board.
Yeah.
That's what they can see they need to create whilst you carry out the task with them.
And it's pretty flexible, easy to switch, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's just one click, straight across, and you can see both areas of what you're doing, the practical in the class, and the digital on the board.
Fantastic.
This assignment, we're going to create a small portfolio of evidence of our technical drawings, and then a small report as to why they're important and projected the way they are later on down the line. Okay, so as a nice kind of easy start, we are literally just going to create two drawings, one of a bolt and one of a nut, okay? We're going to just create this form, okay, this shape. We need to make sure that we're going to be doing this to the correct dimensions. And I'm just going to make sure I get my angles right here, okay?
So Alexis has switched to the visualizer view now, and she's just projecting her drawing board, and it's projected on the whiteboard at the front of the class, and so she's able to demonstrate now the technical drawing process.
It's nice quick, easy adjustments as well. It's okay. Has everyone got their sharp pencil available? Right, okay. So, as you can see, there is a ruler attached to your drawing board, which slides up and down, okay? So, a horizontal ruler is going to slide up. What it does then, the paper is basically... Right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to come round, me and Lee are going to come round and see if what you've done replicates what I've done on the board.
Was that easy to follow then when it was projected?
Yeah, it's easy to follow. As you can, if you're a bit stuck, you can watch the next step she's doing and to actually see it visually on the board helps a lot, I think.
Yeah, it saves sort of having to huddle around,
yeah,
I guess.
Holding out at my ask, if you can see what's going on the board, it makes it a lot easier, I think.
How did you find that to follow on the screen? Was that all right?
Yeah, that was all right. I just drew it wrong.
But it's easier than sort of huddling, I guess, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's easier to see it done, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And if Alexis was to record that and you could re-watch it again,
yeah, that'd be useful.
That'd be useful then, wouldn't it, for next time? Is that something you might do, Alexis, like record demos like that so that then the learners could then watch it back?
I can do.
If you just hit record there. Yeah, so if you wanted to create a little teeny video, and then if anyone wanted to rewatch that process, if they did a mistake or anything.
Well, that would be brilliant, because what I'll do, I'll record it next time and I'll embed that into my presentations digitally.
This is just the camera function on the computer. So you literally, when you hit record, it'll go straight to
it'll just save it into
within the computer, yeah.
Well, I just recorded a couple of seconds there. So let's go to pictures. Camera roll. There it is.
There it is, perfect.
And I can just embed that then into my presentation.
So Alexis, the class is still going on, but I just wanted to catch up with you to just check in and see how it's going with the Hue. Is it working okay?
It's been brilliant. To be honest with you, I think it's given the guys, without bunching around me, an ability to get on with the task whilst they're being shown it, basically. Because
yeah.
Normally you have to do a demonstration, go away, give it a go.
Yeah.
And I was kind of trying to remember what happened in that demonstration. So yeah. it's just
and you've got your learners huddled at the back of the class here today.
Yes, yes.
And the screen is still pretty clear. They can still see what's going on.
Definitely. The focus on there as well is really good. We're able to zoom in on the title block, which is very small, and talk our way through it.
And it was
well.
Really handy then, as even like you've talked through the drawing process, but also just pointing to the process on the paper, the different areas that they've got to fill out. That was really helpful to just watch you
definitely
talk through that process. So
definitely, yeah. So yeah, it's been quite helpful actually.
Well, thanks so much for sharing this with us today, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Lovely, thank you.
Oh, that's great. It's lovely to hear Andy and Alexis talking there about using the visualizer in real life circumstances in the classroom there, Lee.
Fab, yeah. It's a really simple but powerful tool. Like, it really does do what it says on the tin. It helps with visuals. It helps learners see what you're doing. So whether that's just the calculation on paper or a practical process, you know. And I love the idea that staff can produce really quick and simple demo videos using this camera. It's so useful for learners who maybe have missed class or are looking for a quick recap.
Yeah, I agree. And you don't have to be a tech whiz to use it. And it's compatible with, you know, normal teaching practices. You don't have to totally adapt the way you're working. It's just, it's technology in a way at its simplest and at its best, in that it's just giving you something extra in the classroom. So don't forget that all staff can book one of these visualizers to try out. Just pop to the library and speak to the team about borrowing one to experiment with. Thanks very much for listening to this Digital Ideas podcast about the Hue visualizer in the makerspace. Diolch yn fawr iawn I chi am wrando. Thanks very much. Bye-bye then.